B'tochen for Life, Shir 857, Thursday, Parshas B'Shalach. All of the shirim for today have been generously sponsored. L'schus refuah shleima, Chaya bas bracha dusya b'seich sharchei liYisrael. The schus of Limud HaTorah and chizuk of thousands and thousands of listeners should bring her a refuah shleima. We are discussing the pasuk v'nega lo yikra b'yohalecha, and let's take it in a practical sense. A person, Rachmana Litzlan, is experiencing an illness. Lo yaleinu, we should never know from it. A person has a terrible machla. A person should understand that a machla comes from a disconnect with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Now, not every person that doesn't have a machla means they're not disconnected. Not every person is zayche that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam should show them that there's a disconnect. But a nega, a machla, Rachmana Litzlan, is a demonstration of disconnect. It's a demonstration that there's a part in your guf that the neshama is not reaching. And the reason is because there's a part in our lives that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not reaching. And therefore the first place to look is to develop our relationship with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. One of the most powerful ways of doing that is to develop appreciation for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And try specifically in the area that a person is struggling with. A person, Rachman Slan, has a machla, struggling with health. Try to acknowledge the health that you do have. Try to write down that Baruch Hashem, your eyes are working. Baruch Hashem, your ears are working. Try to focus on the parts that are working. And try to feel the Hakaras HaTayif. Try to feel the V'hisana Gal Hashem, V'yiten Lecha Mishalei Slibecha. Try to work on your understanding that the Rabbeinu Shalom loves you even though you're suffering with something. And then Be'ezer Hashem, you'll be zeiche to feel the emunah and the bitachin, and you'll rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that will, Be'ezer Hashem, bring back, so to speak, the connection with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Every level of bitachin brings Yeshuas, like we said. But specifically in this area, David HaMelech says, V'nega lo yikra v'yohalecha. You will not have a nega. Repeat that pasuk to yourself. The more I feel close to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the more I do an action, and I talk to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam when I do it, I'm doing this because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants me to do it. I'm walking down the street, and I have an assignment to look at something. I have an assignment to say something, and I don't say it because I know I'm here with a relationship with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. How could I spoil that relationship? If I talk like that, if I tell that to myself, I am strengthening v'hisana gal Hashem v'yiten l'cha mishalei slibecha. Be'ezer Hashem, a person will be zeiche to v'yiten l'cha mishalei slibecha. The Rabbeinu Shalom Be'ezer Hashem give you all of your desires in the schos of v'hisana gal Hashem, and specifically in the concept of v'nega l'yikra b'yalecha. Be'ezer Hashem, when we feel the oinik, the v'hisana gal Hashem, Be'ezer Hashem will be zeiche to remove all nega, all negayim, and all machlis, Be'ezer Hashem, from our mishpacha and from the entire Klal Yisrael. Here is sponsorship information. To sponsor one shir is $180 a day. To sponsor all of the shirim is $500 a day. Additionally, you can set up smaller recurring donations. Every donation is greatly appreciated and helps us continue sending out the shirim. To mail a check, please make the check payable to Congregation Kerem Shlomo, and please mail it to the Path for Life, 14 Jenine Way, J-E-A-N-I-N-E, Way in Lakewood, New Jersey, 08701. To donate by credit card or to set up a recurring donation, please contact us via email, shiurim@thepathforlife.com. S-H-I-U-R-I-M. At the number 4, life.com. Tiskul Mitzvahs.